In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Well, good morning from Marion, Kentucky on this wonderful Monday on the First News Now newscast brought to you by First United Bank. Brighter days are ahead, folks. This week we can expect highs in the 50s and the 60s. Nice reprieve it is from the bitter cold and the snow that we had last week. Although we had about 4 inches of snow in most places around Crittenden County earlier last week, that's nowhere near the record snowfall on a single day. We were expected to get possibly 8 to 10, which would have been pretty doggone close to a record, but we didn't even get close. 12 inches is the record for Crittenden County snowfall in one day. Livingston County, 14 inches. You can see the record snowfalls for those two counties and all the others that border us in this week's Crittenden Press. I've got a little feature on some of our biggest snowfalls that's ever hit this area. At least it's on record. You can see what years they were. So in the meantime, try to figure out for yourself what years those record snowfalls occurred. I want to give a shout out to Becky Tyner-Belt this morning. She says she listens to the newscast every time it's on and just truly loves it. We appreciate Becky and all of our other listeners. Remember, we're on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. In news this morning, we want to recognize 7th grade science teacher Neil Bryant, who's adding another prestigious recognition to his impressive year of achievements out at our local school. The Challenger Learning Center has selected Bryant for its Outstanding Educator Award following his recent National Board certification and his students' top-ranking performance on the Kentucky State Assessment Science scores. So congratulations, Neil Bryant, and you can read a lot more about that in this week's Crittenden Press, which will be on newsstands Wednesday. Last week, the Crittenden County Fiscal Court met on Thursday and approved funding for some new educational tools. It's an educational initiative aimed at preventing opioid abuse among students. The Fiscal Court approved right at $6,000 for the project, backed by the Crittenden County Coalition for a Drug-Free Community. The money will be spent to purchase opioid goggles. They're produced by a company called Fatal Vision, and these are training tools. Sheriff Evan Head endorsed the initiative, noting it's very similar to what they call the Drunk Goggles program that's already in use in schools. These high-tech goggles, which simulate the effects of opioid impairment, will be incorporated into the substance abuse prevention programs led by school resource officers at the high school. Crittenden County Clerk Daryl Tabor tells me that Cindy Teer is retiring. It will be official today on Monday, February 24th. Cindy Teer has been the county deed recorder for the past 15 years, and she has been employed by the clerk's office for 20 years. She will be replaced in the deed room by Deputy Clerk Misty Autry, Tabor says. All of you outdoorsmen will be interested to know that Kentucky authorities are coordinating with Indiana's Department of Natural Resources and will be implementing measures outlined in the state's CWD response plan. While CWD, an always fatal disease in white-tailed deer, elk, and related species, remains non-transmittable to humans, officials advise that meat from any infected or visibly sick animals should not be consumed. What's going on is that in southern Indiana, a deer was found to be infected by CWD. It's called chronic wasting disease, and that's right across the river from Henderson and Union counties. So Some of the trickle-down effect could end up touching Crittenden County before it's over. There's a zone that the Fish and Wildlife creates, and there's some restrictions within that zone, particularly feeding white-tailed deer corn or any other type of bait. This marks the fourth time CWD has been identified in either Kentucky or a border county. In Kentucky, Ballard County and Breckinridge County have had positive cases, and in Henry County, Tennessee, on the border of Kentucky, had a case 3 years ago, and now this one over in southern Indiana. So Fish and Wildlife folks are keeping a very close eye on this disease and how it is being transmitted across the area, because white-tailed deer hunting is a very big economic driver in the state of Kentucky, and particularly right here in Crittenden County. Now let's take a short break and hear from our old buddy Brennan Cruz.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruise Company, Marion, Kentucky.
In area meetings early this week, Crittenden Livingston Water District will meet at 4 p.m. this evening down at Deer Lakes Golf Course Meeting Room. The Crittenden County Board of Education will meet at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow night on Tuesday. That will be at Rocket Arena. Also on Tuesday, the Livingston Fiscal Court will meet at 5 p.m. at the county office complex down in Smithland, and the Caldwell County Fiscal Court will meet at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning at the courthouse in Princeton. In local obituaries, Daniel Lee Stoner, 67, of Salem, passed away Wednesday, February 19th at Baptist Deaconess Health, Madisonville. Boyd Funeral Directors is in charge of arraignments. Also, Albert Rell Peck, 87, of Salem, died Thursday. Of course, that was in that tragic fire down in Salem. Boyd Funeral Directors will be in charge of those arrangements as well. Hazel Ann Glore, 84, of Salem, passed away February 22nd at Livingston Hospital. Gilbert Funeral Home in Marion will be in charge of those arrangements. In some other outdoors news, the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources has raised fees for non-resident hunting and fishing licenses, with potential increases for all license holders in 2026. Non-resident hunting licenses are up $10, deer permits are up by $50, and turkey permits up by $25 for those out-of-state hunters. That has already gone into effect. The Wildlife Commission is considering tying future fee adjustments to the Consumer Price Index, changing rates every 2 years. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Your Crittenden County Lady Rocket basketball team will be back in action tonight after a layoff from the latest weather-related cancellations. They missed all their games last week, so now they go head first into the 5th District Tournament, which begins tonight down in Cadiz. Trigg County is hosting that, and Crittenden County will take on the host team, the Lady Wildcats, beginning at 6 p.m. tonight. And then the late game, Livingston County will take on Lyon County. That game will start about 7:30. And then tomorrow night, the Crittenden County Rockets, the boys team, will take on Lyon County, one of the top teams in the region, at 6 p.m. in that opening round of the 5th District Tournament, also down in Cadiz. And then Livingston County and Trigg County will play the nightcap tomorrow night in that semifinal matchup. The championship games are Thursday night for the girls and Friday night for the boys, and those are also at Trigg County. Spring sports are just around the corner as the Rocket baseball team, the Lady Rocket softball team, and the track and field folks are getting ready for their seasons. If you are interested in being a KHSAA high school umpire for baseball or softball, give Matt Bell a call. He is over at Hopkins County. He's one of the guys that take care of assigning umpires for this area. He can be reached at 270-871-6956. They're looking for folks interested in umpiring baseball games and also softball umpires. You can make up to $135 a night for doing a doubleheader in baseball. So if you're interested in being at the ballpark and earning some extra money, give Matt Bell a shout. In college basketball, the number 17 Kentucky Wildcats lost at Alabama to the number 4 Crimson Tide on Saturday night. 96-83 was the final score in that game. Lyon County's Travis Perry got another start for the Wildcats. He played 28 minutes, had a dozen points. That's a career high. He also had one rebound and one assist. Now the Cats are down to their last two regular season games. They will play at Oklahoma on Wednesday. 8 p.m. is a start for that game. And then their final regular season game will be at home on Saturday against Auburn. To close things out this morning, I want to remind you that the Crittenden Press is your local hub for news, sports, and all sorts of printing solutions. We're more than just your trusted source for local news. We're also a go-to partner for full-color and black-and-white printing, tailored for both personal and commercial needs. We can print on anything that you can imagine, so give us a shout. Whether it's business cards, handbills, flyers, or any other marketing materials to help your business or personal needs. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.